There's no way in an airline pilot's cockpit that all those buttons...
As an airline pilot, let me debunk this myth real quick. Yes, all those switches do in fact do something. However, we don't always use them in flight. Normally, all of the panels are meant to have like a 12 o'clock automatic position. For many of these switches that we do, we don't usually ever have to use them. However, in cases of an emergency, we have emergency checklists where we have to manipulate those switches for the circumstance of what the failure is. Aircraft are full of redundant systems. That's why they are so safe. And sometimes that means going through emergency checklists and isolating systems and activating secondary systems in order to make sure that the aircraft is functioning normally and safely. A good example, something that happened to me one time, we had an engine-driven hydraulic pump stop working. So we used the emergency checklist to isolate that hydraulic pump to bring up online other systems that we have to make sure that the airplane is operating correctly. And yes, autopilot is a great thing, but this myth that airplanes fly themselves cannot be further from the truth. Autopilot is a tool, but an autopilot can't differentiate flying from clear skies to flying straight into a thunderstorm. We have to work with air traffic control to mitigate traffic, to make sure that we are flying in an appropriate direction and keeping the aircraft and the people on board safe. And that all comes with the skills that the pilots learn over the years. So to answer your question, yes, all those buttons do something, but we don't always have to use them. But we do, in fact, have to learn what every single one of those buttons do, because in case of an emergency, we have to be ready to do that, to work those systems. So hope this helps. And any more questions, feel free to let me know.